Divine Office. Friday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Comfort me to Christ became poor for our sake, that we might become rich. Alleluia.
Christ became poor for our sake, that we might become rich. Alleluia.
Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health.
As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad.
My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me.
But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend. If my foes do not shout in triumph over me, if you uphold me, I shall be unharmed, and set in your presence for evermore.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, healer of soul and body, you said, Blessed are the merciful, they will obtain mercy. Teach us to come to the aid of the needy in a spirit of brotherly love, that we, in turn, may be received and strengthened by you.
Christ became poor for our sake, that we might become rich. Alleluia.
The streams of the river gladden the city of God. Alleluia.
The streams of the river gladden the city of God. Alleluia.
God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in times of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All-powerful Father, the refuge and strength of your people, you protect in adversity and defend in prosperity those who put their trust in you. May they persevere in seeking your will and find their way to you through obedience.
The streams of the river gladden the city of God. Alleluia.
Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia.
Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honour or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Son, though he was, Christ learned obedience from what he suffered. And when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Alleluia. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us praise him and say,
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray to you, Lord Jesus, for all ministers of your church.
As they break for us the bread of life, may they themselves receive nourishment and strength.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for the whole Christian people, that all may be worthy of their calling.
And safeguard their unity in the Spirit by the bond of peace.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for those who govern us, that they may temper justice with mercy.
And promote harmony and peace throughout the world.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for ourselves, that our hearts may be purified to sing your praises in the communion of saints.
May we be reunited with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we commend to your loving kindness.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant us, Lord, we pray, that being rightly conformed to the Paschal mysteries, what we celebrate in joy may protect and save us with perpetual power. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.